There's no place like home.
There's no place like home, and these slippers have been without a home since 2005.
The iconic ruby red slippers were on loan to the Judy Garland Museum in the famed film star's hometown of Grand Rapids, but they were stolen in 2005, not recovered until 2018, recently returned by the FBI to owner and collector Michael Shaw, who plans to put them on world tour and then on auction.
If we don't take time to preserve this history, it could be lost to a private collector who puts them in their basement for many years to come.
State Senator Justin Eichhorn has marshaled supporters to state their case to state lawmakers. Garland Museum Executive Director Janie Heitz says documentaries about the theft in the works, a major producer planning a motion picture.
When these crews wrap up production, people will want to come to the museum even more. How great would it be for us to have that pair of slippers on exhibit for them to see?
Museum founding director, now curator, John Kelsch says the Smithsonian Institution's pair of ruby red slippers are one of the most asked about objects in all of Washington, D.C.
The attraction is so popular, visitors wear out the carpet surrounding the display case.
Kelsch argues Minnesota can tap into a clear economic benefit.
I understand the state of Minnesota is going to spend an extra $20 million on tourism promotion throughout the United States, total budget of $47 million. If the state of Minnesota wants to add rocket fuel to this promotion, I can't think of anything that would be more effective.
But you know what? Over and above all of this, the strongest argument might well be this.
Somewhere over the rainbow, skies are blue.
Bill Werner for the Minnesota Minute.